is fantastic. Of course, I think the thing is not to open, but to try to surrounded by your pushers. I can tell he's going to love you for it. You're straining him to the end of his limits. But again, that's the right way to do it. I didn't say if it's a beam or a diagonal, a vertical sloper, what is it?
It is, both of them, they're completely horizontal, but they're not but maybe 3 feet off the ground. And on the 80, I kind of burst into a couple of guys talking yesterday because I wanted to know where they were at and if they could hear me and give me a signal report and all that kind of stuff. And the one guy, like I say, was in Clarkston. Another guy was, he was in Indiana. But anyway, what they were doing, and I didn't realize it at the time, I was just coming in at the beginning of a pre-net check-in, and they logged me in, and I didn't realize it, and they said, well, you're number 6 in the log, and then I thought, okay, and as these people were coming on, they were giving me all these signal reports, and it was wonderful. I was getting a guy in Yale, Imlay City, and then as far away as New Jersey, he was checked in on the net. So anyway, it's on 3935, and you should get on there tonight. The actual net starts at 6, but they start the pre-check-ins around 5:15.
Sounds like fun. 3839. I'll have to check it out and listen for a little bit. If I hear something directly. Audio is better as you talk. You gotta get on that mic and raise your voice level up, or get a power mic or something, because your audio was hard to hear you. But you was fine, but it was just so low. But it was you. I could tell. I picked you out. I thought it was you, but I could hardly hear you. Yes, it's working there, and congratulate your husband again. I think he's straight there, and I use inverted D's a lot. You know, if you just need to do it, it's 8 divided by the frequency.
If you're able to get down to your big rig in the basement, I don't know if you are or not.
I'm going to try. Just for you.
Well, good. Because here's what I'm going to do. Because I've got my dipole, and I'm going to get on 80 on it to see if these people can hear me. And if not, then I'm going to switch over to this other one. And it's a fun net. I really enjoyed it last night. So it's called the Wolverine net. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes, I have.
A lot of nice people on there, and there's a lot of people right around, well, obviously in Michigan that get on. So I'm going to test out my dipole and see how it works for close communications. I have a feeling it's not going to work very well. And then if not, then I'm just going to switch over to the NVIS and have some fun. Isn't that neat?
Absolutely. And that's what's fun about ham radio. my brother's one that can't stand it. You know, he says, you got a cell phone there, why don't you call them? It's easier. Yep, but it doesn't have all the abilities that I have. And, you know, he gets all flustered with me because I enjoy doing this, and he don't have a license. And I said, come on, I'll get you going. We'll get your test and get your novice license and get you at least a general class. Oh, I ain't wasting my time on that crap. That's just BS. And he goes on and on. I get a lecture from him every once in a while. But...